Dr. Dennis Lemley of Wake Forest University analyzed a small sample of fish from Sutton Lake and found mutations in nearly a third of them. He says such deformities are usually lethal to fish and that the population of Sutton Lake's catchable bass has dropped by 50% since 2008. While the health impacts of consuming these fish are as yet unknown, he says the economic losses could exceed $1 million per year for the fishing industry, which could pose long-term impacts on local tourism.
If the selenium input to Lake Sutton was terminated today, we could expect to see continuing effects on the fishery in terms of accumulation and poisoning for about another 46 years before we'd be back to a state where concentrations would be reduced below toxic thresholds.
Duke Energy Progress calls the report's claims highly suspect. They recently retired coal operations at Sutton and switched to natural gas. A company spokesperson says ash basin discharges have decreased substantially and that catch rates in the lake are quite positive. Still, environmental advocates say they're hopeful that conclusions from the study will result in tightened water quality criteria at both state and federal levels. Katie O'Reilly, WHQR News.